To talk a little Detroit Red Wings, Chuck Plinus from the Macomb Daily joins us. Chuck, welcome back to the show. How are you?
Great, Jason. How are you doing?
I am. I'm doing quite well. The Red Wings find themselves, once again in a playoff position and really starting to heat up, having won four in a row. What's the reason for the sudden surge?
They're scoring goals for one thing, and they've got their best player back in Pavel Datsyuk. He's got 15 points this year in three games. You know, six of those games, he's got goals in each of those in six of those 13 games, and he's got four goals in his last three games since he's come back.
It always helps when you get a player like that back, and he can score. The Red Wings once again, they're starting to score, but their defense is very good as far as limiting goals. And if you went down their blue line, player by player, not a lot of people would say, wow, that's a dominant defense core. However, I think they've got some guys who are really undervalued, starting with Danny DeKeyser in his second real full season with the Red Wings, playing 21 minutes a night again. How's he looking?
He's looking good. I mean, he scored his first goal here on Sunday. He's got nine assists in 24 games. He's very solid. I mean, he solidifies the top four D since they signed him last year.
And Brendan Smith, maybe the one guy no one talks about, another typical Red Wings draft pick that they took time, allowed him to develop, spent some time in the minors, up and down, getting a brief cup of coffee for a few years in the NHL, then back to the minors, then the NHL, then back to the minors. just kind of Detroit's typical model in how to develop a young player, isn't it?
Totally true. And he's a guy that proves he's not afraid to drop the gloves and fight, which is why he missed a few games, because he had a infection in his left hand after fighting in Columbus, standing up for one of the teams.
What does Detroit need in your mind if they want to get back to being a cup contender this year?
I honestly, it's staying healthy. I mean, right now, compared to last year, this team is as healthy as ever. They just lost Dustin Advocator to a left shoulder injury. He's a player that Mike Babcock likes and calls him just Mr. Everything. I mean, he played on that top line with Datsyuk and Zetterberg because he's the guy who'll go to the front of the net. He'll retrieve the puck. He doesn't need the puck. They've got Franzen playing on there tonight, so that's going to be an interesting mix.
Last year, Gustav Nyquist, when he came up, he just took the league on fire. 48 points, 28 goals, and only 57 games. He's scoring pretty well again, 11 goals in 24, only with 15 points. Is he just seeing a lot of tougher competition this year? Is he just not being able to surprise teams like he did last year?
Well, and they also got him playing one of the top two lines, too. He's playing on the second line right now, so he's going up against some better players doing that. He's got the 11 goals, which leads the team, and he's getting a lot of his goals on the power play, which is helping that unit out, which struggled at the beginning, but now it's ranked sixth in the league right now.
Speaking of Mike Babcock, what are you hearing, Chuck, as far as contract? Are they going to negotiate at all, or are they going to wait till the season's over?
They said once the season began, they weren't going to talk about it, and then both him and Ken Holland basically shut down answering any questions about it. I mean, the first time the Wings were in Toronto, I remember the Toronto media tried to get Babcock to bite and talk about it, but he refused, and Ken Holland doesn't talk about it. And we see Ken Holland maybe once every other week, and that just never gets brought up with him, because I think they're going to wait possibly till after the season, maybe during the All-Star break, but I think if something happens, it's not going to happen till after.
What's your gut tell you, Chuck? Is he staying in Detroit?
My gut says he's staying in Detroit, because I don't think he wants to go to a place that's going to be a cup contender. And right now, with how these young guys are coming in, you got your Anthony Mantha still in Grand Rapids, but they're dying to see play up here. I mean, this young group of players are really, I mean, they've got these wings. I mean, they're 3 points out of places. I can't, in no way would I have said that this would have happened if you asked me at the beginning of the season.
How much is that as coaching? How much of that is developing players correctly?
I think it's 50-50. I mean, like you said, we had got Xavier Ouellette, another prime example of a player that came up here when Brendan Smith was hurt, and Ouellette got in the lineup right away over guys that are up here, because even Ken Holland said he's not our eighth defenseman in the system. He's probably in the top six. But because they can still develop him, because he can play the 20-plus minutes down in Grand Rapids, they're going to keep him down there until they need him to come up here, and they have to make a move to keep him up there.
Yeah, okay. So I'm always like, obviously Mike Babcock is an outstanding coach and is able to get a lot of out of his players, but he seems to get players who are at least competent and ready to compete at the NHL level when he gets them.
Yeah, and it's kind of changed. I mean, he kind of had to change his ways because he was not one that would play the young players. I mean, so many times during his tenure here, a young player would come up here, he would be on that second power play unit, and one time he made a mistake, he's back to, he's off the power play unit, he's playing maybe 6-7 minutes a game. But with this resurgence, you know, the Riley Sheehan, the Yurkos, the Nyquist, the Tatar, these guys are playing quality minutes and in some key moments, and he's kind of changed his coaching and has bought into and trust in these young kids.
Steven Weiss is back. He's playing 5 games. He's got 5 points. What's happening to Steven Weiss?
You know what? The first game he came back, he looks like a totally different player. He looks stronger on his skates. He looks more confident. And like I said, once one goes in, another goes in. I mean, he's got 3 goals and 2 assists in his 4 games back. I mean, that's, no one would ever saw that coming for the year he had last year.
Yeah, and I noticed, you know, he only played 10 and 11 minutes in his first 2 games back and had 2 points in each game and then got bumped up to 16, then back down to 13. Where do you see him fitting? Is he like a third-line guy now in Detroit?
Yeah, he's definitely the third-line center because right now Riley Sheehan is the second-line center, and take your pick on the first line between Zetterberg and Datsyuk, but Sheehan solidified himself in that second, and Weiss right now is more likely in that third spot, but playing along, you know, playing alongside Darren. He's playing wing right now, so that may also be helpful. First time he's done that in his career.
I was going to ask you about, I thought I saw him playing the wing the one game. Is he a slower skater? Thus, if he's playing wing, he has less responsibility. He can actually be more effective.
No, I think you're dead on with that. He looks, like I said, compared to last year and even some time in Florida, he just looks like a more confident skater playing on the wing with less responsibility, and he's going to the net, which is what Mike Babcock likes, and he's given this guy every opportunity to make this team, because if things don't go well this year, I don't expect him to be on this team next year.
Chuck, great rundown. I appreciate the Red Wings back where they're used to, and I'm sure the closer they get to the top of the Eastern Conference, the more likely it is that Mike Babcock stays as the head coach.
I agree.